This is Steve Stunder, and this is Pay Attention. I want us all to think about how to focus on what works. It's really easy for many of us to focus on what's not working or focus on our weaknesses, because most of the time, it's easier to identify the negative things in your life and what you're not good at. And if your focus is on all of those things, then developing ways to solve problems or developing ways to change for the better is going to be difficult. You want to focus on what works, and you want to use that experience to put problem-solving strategies in place in other areas of your life. If you were managing a team of some kind, if you were a director or you were a coach or somebody in a leadership position, you wouldn't put people in positions to fail. You would put people in positions to be successful, and you would do that by knowing those people's strengths and knowing what they're good at and giving these people tasks that they can accomplish. It's the same thing for yourself. You don't want to put yourself in a position to fail. You want to identify what you're strong at, and you want to focus on what is working in your life. Again, it's really easy to rip off a list of things that aren't working. But if you identify the things that are working and ask yourself the question, how did I get there? How did I get this thing, whatever it is, your professional life, your personal life, your relationship, your parenting, whatever it is. And it doesn't have to be anything huge like that either. It could be small things. It could be I accomplished a project at work, or I have this exercise routine that's going well. How did you get to that place? Because I'm assuming that the ways in which you got to that place with those things can be applied to bigger things in your life. You know, for example, if you have a good exercise routine, that requires commitment and patience and discipline to be able to keep that going. Taking those things and applying them to bigger areas of your life. Maybe you don't feel as though your professional life is going the way you want it to. Maybe you don't feel like your personal life or your relationship or your parenting is going the way that you want it to. How can you take things from other areas of your life and apply them to things that aren't working? Because again, you want your focus to be on what works, not on what's not working. And in order to do that, you need to find your strengths. So ask yourself, what are the things I'm good at? What do I apply to the areas of my life that are going well that I can apply to others? Am I disciplined? Am I committed? Do I put the time in certain things in my life? And can I do that across several different areas of my life? How do you solve problems? Do you just react when something happens? Do you take a minute and take a step back and analyze different ways in which you can solve a problem? Do you reach out to other people and ask their opinions about solving problems? Maybe you're a good problem solver, maybe you're not. But how do you take the areas you are strong and apply them to the areas in which you may not be? And what would you do if you were in a position where someone else was working with you or for you and they were not good at something? Would you give them tasks that they are not going to succeed in? Probably not. So don't do that to yourself. Don't put yourself in positions where there's going to be a negative outcome. Put yourself in a position where you are utilizing your strengths. Don't try to attack an issue or a problem in a way that doesn't work. Think about the other areas of your life that you're successful in, and how did you become successful in those areas? If you have an amazing professional life, but you feel as though your personal life is lacking, what did you do to become successful as a professional? How could you take those skills and strategies and apply them to your personal life, or vice versa? Maybe you have a great personal life and everything's great, but your professional life isn't where you want it to be. How did you establish a wonderful personal life? And what are the things that you can apply to your professional life in order to improve that? And how do you identify what is working? How can you sit down and look at the different areas of your life that are positive and think about how you got there? What were the steps? Because if you take a step back and think about what were the steps that you had to take to get to where you were in certain aspects of your life, it becomes a little bit easier to apply them across the board. Anything worth doing doesn't happen quickly. So if you are looking to fix, which is a word that I hate, if you're looking to fix areas of your life, you're probably going to fail, because fixing implies that there is just something wrong and it needs to be fixed. A hole in the wall can be fixed. A car problem can be fixed. Our lives are living, breathing things that evolve and change in many different ways. We can't fix those things. We can improve them. We can make them better, but it takes time and energy and commitment to be able to do that. But many of us look at the problems that we have in our life and think that we're just going to fix them. I've had many conversations with clients in the past where they come to me and they say, tell me what I need to do to fix this. Because fix implies black and white, right? There's a problem and I want the problem to go away. And a lot of the time it takes subtle strategic steps to be able to rectify some of these things. And most of the time we're dealing with issues with people. And when we talk about personal life and professional life and we'll call it recreational life, that involves other people. And we can't just fix those things. We have to work at them. We actually have to do things and make mistakes in order to learn how to do them better. But the only way to identify what's working in your life is being willing to accept the fact that we can't just fix these things. Because fixing implies a black and white solution. And there are not always black and white solutions to, I am not happy with where I am professionally, or I'm having some difficulty in my personal life. It's going to take strategic steps to be able to fix those things in a way that is not just black and white. So you want to focus on what it is that you are doing that is positive. There is some area of your life where you are successful. And again, we all define success differently. But think about, what are the things you're doing well? And how did you get to a place where you're doing those things well? What were the steps that you followed? How did you get there? And how can you take that experience and put it in other places? How can you take the experience of being a successful professional or a good parent or a good partner or a good friend? How can you take the experience of accomplishing those things and apply them to other pieces of your life that you may not be 100% happy with? Which leads us to the next phase of this. We're very rarely going to be 100% happy with everything. We're very rarely going to be 100% happy with anything. You shouldn't be 100% happy with everything, because you're always going to be looking to improve and evolve. You don't want to get to a certain place in your life and feel as though you always have to be going to the next thing. But we want to learn. We want to continue to be good at things. If we're a good professional, we want to find other ways to stay a good professional. If we're a good parent, there are going to be things that we're going to have to do and evolve in order to remain a good parent. We want to make sure that we are not striving for, if I'm not 100% happy with something, it's a complete failure. Part of what we want to do is change our view of progress and understand that progress comes in many different forms. By focusing on what works, we are looking at the progress that we are making, even if it's minimal. and understanding that, in order for us to get to a place where we feel good about all the different aspects of our life, we can't just be shooting for everything has to be great all the time. I've said it many times across these podcasts. We're not looking to eliminate negative things from our life. We're looking to reduce them. It's not possible to eliminate all negative things. So when we focus on what is working in our life as opposed to what is not working, we are taking the experience that we've had to accomplish the things in our life that we're happy with and accomplish the things in our life that we feel good about. And we're trying to apply the steps that we took to get there to things we may not be happy with. And we want to develop some go-to strategies. We want to think about a couple of things that can be in our toolbox that are going to help us navigate difficult situations when something is not working. You always want to have a plan, but you also want to recognize that sometimes that plan isn't going to work really early in the game and be able to make adjustments and have a toolbox of potential opportunities and things that we want to do to make sure that we're not just focusing on all of the negative things that aren't happening in our life, but making sure that we are doing our best to focus on what are the steps that we took in order to reach a positive place. And what were those strategies and how can we use them across different environments? Because we have a couple of different areas of our life that most of us are focusing on. Our career, our personal life, our relationships, our children, our friends, our time to ourselves. If there's any of those areas you're not happy with, think about what steps did I take to get to a place where I'm happy with this one? And how can I apply that to another one? And what were the strategies that I used to get there? Put those in your toolbox and use those tools in different areas. So what we want to try to do is we want to focus on what is working in our life. We don't want our focus to be on everything that isn't working. While understanding what isn't working is important and trying to make those things better, that shouldn't be your focus. Your focus should be on what is working and how can I use what I did to get to a place where things were working in other areas of my life. You want to find your strengths. What are you good at? What has made you successful in areas of your life? What are the things that you did to help you be a success in some aspect of your life? And how can you use that in another one? And you want to think about how you solve problems. Can you take a step back and analyze situations in a different way and use what you know to solve the problems in your life that can help you feel better about what it is that you are doing? Remember, if you are in a leadership position of some kind, you wouldn't give people tasks that wasn't part of their skill set and wasn't focusing on what they are good at because they're not going to accomplish them. Don't do that to yourself. Don't put yourself in a position to fail. And what can you do to identify what it is that's working in your life? Maybe you need to write it down. Maybe you need to make a chart. Maybe you need to make a list. Maybe you need to think about the things that you do that are positive so that you can focus on those things as opposed to getting bogged down in negativity and feeling like if you haven't accomplished 100% of what you want to do, that you are a failure in some way. Progress is moving in a better direction. We are never going to eliminate all of the negative things about ourselves or in our life. We are looking to reduce them to the best of our ability. And how can you take the experiences you've had accomplishing things and apply them to other areas of your life to create strategies to put in your toolbox to be able to use when you are unhappy with what it is you are doing? And remember, we're never going to fix things. Fixing implies that there's a problem and then the problem goes away. A lot of the times the problems don't go away, they just shift or they just get a little bit better or they're not as big a problem as they were before. That's progress. If all you think is there is a problem and then that problem is eliminated and that's the only way you're making progress in life, don't do that to yourself. We want to reduce these situations. We don't necessarily need to eliminate them, because eliminating them is very black and white thinking. And that can create a lot of frustration if you feel as though you are simply not eliminating all the bad things in your life. We want to take the experiences that we've had being successful. We want to focus on what is working in our life and apply those skills to other areas in which we feel as though we may not be where we want to be. And to do that, you have to pay attention.